Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing some more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she's decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. My dog Grace loves it. She just gobbles it up. Go check out Badlands Ranch. You can get there at badlandsranch.com/corncrew and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/corncrew today.
Get an 11% rebate at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust custom 5-in-1 spray paint lets you choose from 5 spray patterns with a twist of the dial. It protects indoor and outdoor metal and wood projects for long-lasting results and is available in more than 40 colors. Get started on your painting project at Menards, number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly. I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But they love eating people. They love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. Seeing a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Welcome back to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. I am the great and powerful Mr. E.
And I am J Clone 53.
Beep boop, beep beep boop. I wish I had dial up on the soundboard.
Yeah, that'd be a nice sound effect to have.
Because it's a hard one to mimic.
Yeah, you'd be pretty skilled. That's pretty close.
I mean, just it's the sound. Now, modern days, if your computer makes that sound, it's dead.
Yeah.
It's minutes before, like, you just spilt like a big drink on it. What? It's screaming before it does.
It did sound like it was dying. It was coming alive.
Oh, yeah. I'll never forget loading like a game on the dial-up internet. And because it was like come through the printer almost is what it sounded like.
Sound like, yeah.
And it was like, not a Flash games, it was before Flash games.
Yeah.
But just like a little bit above Pong. Not what we're here for. Don't know why we got up on the dial-up. I'm barely old enough to have that memory.
I remember when I used to have to put a floppy disk in the game, then you go to the command screen on your computer, then you have to enter in a command to run the floppy disk, and then you could start up a game.
See, I'm not that old.
Like Duke Nukem, or what was the other game? We had some other game.
Worm Jim.
Earthworm Jim? Mm-hmm. And a little after that.
Was it?
Yeah.
I thought Earthworm Jim came out in like the early 90s.
It came out, yeah, but this is older. This is like 80s tech. The floppy disk where you push in the command.
How do you remember that?
Because we had it. I had it at my grandma's house.
Okay, okay. Just checking.
My brother had it. He's older.
Anyways.
Born in 84.
Born in 84. T-shirt contest.
Yes.
So There's a lot of cool stuff happening with Cryptids of the Corn merch this summer. We're still at Ronald McDonald Studios when you guys hear this. This may be the last, this group of recordings. They'll come out multiple weeks apart from each
right.
other.
Right, it's just month.
Yeah, but this may be the last day we're recording up here. You know, there's
fingers
scheduled,
crossed.
Scheduled C-sections. Well, there's a date they're scheduled unless the hospital has too many emergencies that day.
Gotcha.
That's really the only time a scheduled C-section gets moved.
Moved back or something.
If there's like a lot of like...
emergencies.
Yeah, like, yeah. Which it can't happen, you know, it doesn't, you know, but it most likely then be just the following day or even later that day.
Right, right, right.
But so this t-shirt contest, I was talking to all the Patreon guys, and I love our t-shirts. Pear, if you're listening to this, we love you. He's done pretty much all of the designs. We had David Hardy from Hardywear, Cryptid t-shirts, all on Instagram. Go check him out. He did a salamander t-shirt for us.
Pretty sweet.
It's awesome. I wear it all the time. I actually have like two or three of them. But it got me... I like the difference, right, of art.
Yeah, the variety.
And we have so many talented listeners that I was talking to the Patreon group, and they're like, yeah, definitely, you know, make it a contest. So we're going to take the top three designs. So anyways, if you want to submit a t-shirt design about for Cryptids of the Corn for our merch store... we're super excited. So what you'll get out of it is if, let's say you run a business, we'll do a promotion for you on the podcast. If you win, if you don't run a business, you know, we'll definitely shout you out. You'll get a couple of your designs on t-shirts mailed to you. I'll send you some premium garlic.
Ooh, and some Bigfoot breath.
Yeah, and some Cryptids of the Corn gift cards.
Do you think they know about, if you guys know about Bigfoot breath, do you know about Flavors of the Forest?
I think they do. This okay. is going to be too short of an episode to plug an ad in. Check out Flavors of Forest. They're great. We love them.
Yeah, flavorsforest.com/corn.
Yes.
Check it out.
I always want to say backslash. But no, so top three designs. Anything like Cryptids Corn related, I don't care if it's something we say, something we talk about. It doesn't have to be like a direct relation either. Like if you just are a listener
anything.
And you like making art,
yeah,
that's enough for us.
Yeah.
You know, like I know we have some amazingly talented people. I bought art from so many of you guys. I started to finally leak out of the house because I went home one day when Emily was still up here, and the art left the studio finally.
It's finally up in the house.
Oh yeah, it's in the kitchen, the bathroom, and the living room.
The hallway.
Emily's super excited about that.
I bet she is. She can't wait to come home.
Yeah, there's more going up every day.
Yeah.
But no, so it's due by June 15th to be submitted. Let's say we get tons and tons of submissions. Me and Jay are going to whittle it down to like the top 10.
Yeah, we'll be the curators.
And then we'll put it to a vote.
Ooh.
So, not to say your design will never be used, but for this first round of three.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have it like that. And I've already had a bunch of people contact.
So we're doing top three?
Top three for this round. Yeah. And we'll put it to a vote for the public. After, like I said, if we get more than 10, me and you will personally whittle it down.
Right, right.
To 10. Just because I don't think I can run more than that on a poll.
Yeah, probably not.
But, yeah. What do you think about this?
So, top three win? Or are we just picking
top
one
win.
From the top three?
Top three win.
Okay, so we're going to have three shirt designs by the end of this.
Yes.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, it sounds like fun.
I know I did a soft like announcement a couple days ago on just the Facebook and Instagram. But I just want to let everybody know. Super excited. But just so everybody's clear, it will be sold on our merch page.
Yeah.
We've had some questions about that. So you may see your design walking around out there all over the country.
That'd be the goal.
Actually, all over the world. We just sent t-shirts out to Australia, New Zealand, and the UK, I think.
Our first ones, finally?
No, the UK's been out there. Australia's had t-shirts since last year, but I had to do all that crazy stuff to get them.
Yeah, that's what I
remember. Now the merch company does it.
Nice.
So this will be our first, yeah. So that's exciting. So it's the first time Australia, New Zealand, and the UK... Canada is still the hardest one.
It's because they, wow.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Trudeau.
Yeah, no, that doesn't make sense. They are the most expensive. It's cheaper for me to have our merch company send a t-shirt to New Zealand.
Than it is to Canada?
From like Papua New Guinea. Than to have a company in Canada make a t-shirt and mail to somebody in Canada.
It's really weird.
Well, like you said, it's the Canadian government's, I mean, we don't have the best government either, but.
No, theirs ain't any better.
Yeah, they took all their guns away, then they did stuff.
Right, yeah.
Smart, if you're the government.
If you're the government.
Very wise move. Give us all your handguns. It's okay. All right.
Here's a tax credit.
Here's a tax credit. No, so, yeah, no, I'm super excited. I've had ideas. Like, one guy I was talking to about was, like, one of the organic UFOs in the cornfield. During the Patreon March Madness, there was a really fun fight between the Snallygaster and the Dogman.
That's right.
Me and you were very split on it because of how we viewed the fight going.
That's right.
Versus a 60-foot-long dragon and a 6-foot-tall Dogman.
So what you're saying is I'm right and you're wrong?
No, because I won.
Mm-hmm.
Play the tape back.
According to your bracket.
Play the tape back.
According to my bracket, I'm pretty
sure.
I
won on the wheel and the coin.
See, rigged.
Yeah, not 2 years ago when the coin just never favored me once.
Well, it's the way of the coin.
The way of the coin.
That's right.
But no, you have anything to add?
No, I'm really looking forward to it. I look forward to seeing people's art. Being a former art major myself, you know, it's always intriguing to me.
I think somebody's going to submit, if they can figure out how to scan it into a PDF, the art you made for them.
Oh, yes. That one limited drawing. Mm-hmm. I should make a new design and secretly submit it as, like, you know, a John Doe.
I don't care. I wouldn't know.
And then, yeah, exactly. And then if it wins...
I would know if it was similar to the other one.
Yeah, that would probably be a dead giveaway. But
or we could put your Tom Slick that's still hanging on the studio wall.
That doesn't even
the
look like...
The giant Amish Tom Slick the wings.
Doesn't even look like him.
I know. He's this thin, tall man.
Yeah.
With no facial hair.
And I gave him a big beard and mm-hmm. wings.
No, so I'm super excited. So, yeah, you guys email us, cripplesofcorn@gmail.com. Your designs, they need to be by June 15th so I can get them, you know, I'll have them on the store after the vote, you know, that probably that week. Super excited. They'll be on t-shirts, pillows, all that stuff, you know.
Pillows?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
We have other stuff coming out on pillows, too.
Nice.
But you got to be on Patreon to know what's coming out on the pillows.
Yeah, I know what that is. That's scary.
And people are going to buy them.
I'm sure they will.
You weirdos.
I'm sure they will.
Anything else to add?
Just know I had nothing to do with that. Patreon.
I had very little to do with it.
Kind of.
I did not describe anything like that.
You're the catalyst that got the ball rolling.
I'm the catalyst on everything.
That's right.
I am the Omega.
That sounds... I don't think you should say that.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It just didn't sound right.
What did I used to say? I am inevitable.
Yeah, that one.
All right. But no, I've been the great and powerful mystery.
I've been J-Clone 53.
Make sure you get t-shirts designs in, guys.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the J-Clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye! Bye.
Just like backyard barbecues or a day at the pool, the Three Rivers Festival has always been a part of our summer fun. And the festival returns July 12th to the 20th. It kicks off with the annual Three Rivers Festival Parade. Browse art in the park with local artisans. Bring the family to Children's Fest. Stroll through Junk Food Alley. And don't forget about the festival concerts at the Hoosier Lottery stage with live music from nationally renowned acts. You can buy your concert tickets or check out a schedule of events at threeriversfestival.org. Don't miss the best summer experience in Fort Wayne, the Three Rivers Festival.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.